لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء، والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء. تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم، ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه، واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, on this Friday afternoon, very blessed time that Allah has invited us for the worship, I ask myself and invite all of you to practice the piety and have the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as serious reminders. Reminders in Surah Mubarakah Hujurat about backbiting. The subject that we had started in the past few weeks that is really important for our communities, for myself and everybody, as a reminder and best of the reminder. It is narrated that when Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had a journey towards the heaven, which is called Mi'raj. In that journey, Prophet peace be upon him had seen the mankind or the people, those who were being punished in a severe punishes. It is narrated, Ra'aytu Laylat al-Isra. Holy Prophet said, I have seen during the night of Isra, when I was going towards heaven, Rijalan tuqradu shifahahum bimaqarid min narih. Those kind of the men, all the people, their lips were being cut with the scissors of the fire. And the Holy Prophet, when he looked at those people, he became surprised and he asked the question. He said that, who are these people? And Jibreel, who was in the company of the Prophet peace be upon him, and who was showing various places to the Prophet peace be upon him, he replied that these are the people, Alladina yaghtabun an-nas, those who used to backbite other people. So one of the consequences that is narrated on the Day of Judgment by the Prophet, as he is seen with his eyes. Prophet had this visit that he can narrate for the other people, and he can show the consequences of sins that we commit in this world, and he can be Munzir, warner, and he has warned in the best of the way. He was the perfect warner in this world. That is why he tried to deliver the message in its perfect manner, that nothing should be hidden, that he can deliver for the human being, that they can be warned. So, brothers and sisters, let us take this as a serious warning of the Prophet. As he says, I have seen the people that their lips were being cut with the scissors of the fire. Are we really ready for that? Can we avoid from this sin? In today's, if we can, we can make a pledge before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Friday that we will try our best to avoid from this sin. Although it is one of the recommended action to sit in a masajid, of course, sitting in a masajid, it's been said that is rewardable, and while somebody sits in the masjid, it's like fish in the pond. That is how it's been said. Can I request boys, please stay quiet, and those who are outside in the hallway, can I request them please come inside? From Prophet, peace be upon him, it is narrated, Al-Julusu fil masjidi intawaran lis-salati ibadatun. That sitting in the masjid, waiting for the prayer, there is also a worship, because there is a footstep towards the worship. Any step that we take towards the worship, that becomes a worship. For example, when you walk from your home towards the masjid, that walking itself is a kind of worship. When you prepare for wudu, because there is a step forward towards worshipping, that also becomes a worship. Similarly, if somebody comes earlier in the masjid and sitting, alaykum salam, sitting in the and waiting for salat, that also is a kind of worship. But it becomes worship up till certain extent, not worship in all the cases. It is going to be worship. That Prophet said, "Qila ya Rasulullah, wa ma yahduth." He was asked that what people they have to talk about while they are sitting over there. It's better, of course, we should be busy in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we can. While we are sitting in the prayer hall, that is best of the action, that if somebody can take tasbih and make themselves busy in the tasbih, but not during the khutbah. During the khutbah, it is said that you have to pay attention to the khutbah, even not to say tasbih, not to say salam. When you come into khutbah, it is not recommended to say salam. Just come quiet and sit in the majlis. That is recommended, because khutbah itself is it's important. But there is an action that Prophet said that if one of the action and one of the speech it's been made in the masjid, then that is not worship. Our sitting in the masjid, it's not going to be as part of worship. Ma'alam yahduth bil-iqtiyab, until people they do not backbite from the other people. So it becomes sometime norm that we make best of the ghibat when we come into the masjid. We try to speak with other people, and you know, it's time of socializing. Being in the masjid, that is not time of socializing. That is time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remind ourselves, to think about our hereafter. That is best time that you can make your link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, if it becomes a situation that somebody backbites the other people, then definitely sitting in the masjid, it's not part of worship, as Prophet has said. Another thing that is important, those who are sitting around, Do they have some sort of responsibility if somebody is backbiting? Is that going to be sin for him only or for her only? Is it going to be included to the people? It's going to include the people, those who are sitting around as well? Yes. As the person who backbites and the person who hears the backbiting, it is said, As-sami'u lil-ghibati ahadul mughtabin. Can you please say salawat? Can you please change the battery? Because its battery is already finished. As-sami'u lil-ghibati ahadul mughtabin. The one who hears the ghiba is also like the person who backbites. So his sin is going to be same. Not necessarily if you are not making the ghibat, then you are not going to be part of that. Even if you are hearing to that as well, even if you are listening to that as well, or you are providing facility. You know, sometimes we organize such a gathering. Many people, they like to invite people at home just to chit-chat. Yes, it's working. Just to have a chat. No reason. No cause for the gathering. Sitting around and making some sort of ghibat. That is something that really we need to think about. Because we are providing a facility for the ghibat. There are many gatherings when they become without any reason, without any cause, that is going to be useless. And it's going to cause the ghibat as well. Let's say one more salawat. So we should avoid from parties that are going to be part of ghibat, meaningless gathering. Or sometimes we say that let us have free time. What is free time? Free time where there is no law existing. Can we have free time in this world? Can a person think about any free time? Free time where there is no law existing. We cannot even think about this world or living in America. Can you have free time where there is no law existing? Or can we think about a time when a Muslim does not have any ruling? No, we have ruling. We don't have any free time. And every time there is a commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially when we like to speak, unfortunately we don't feel that it is one of the responsibility that we should keep ourselves and protect our speeches as well. But that is the worst kind of the act and one of the greatest sin that we commit through this gathering or sometime free time or sometime useless type of the gathering. I want to speak today about direct effects of ghibat and backbiting, but because time has already passed, I would like to end at this point and have a second sermon. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from every sin that is greater sin. May Allah forgive our greater sins that we have committed in the past. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our worships. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in this Friday afternoon. I pray may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah make us from the followers and supporters of Imam Zaman. May Allah forgive mu'mineen mu'minat, those who have departed from this world. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fi dunya wal akhirah. إنك على كل شيء قدير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم صل على محمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماهي آثار البدع والطغيان. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، اللهم إني أجدد له في صبيحة يومنا هذا وفي كل يوم أهدا وأقدا وبيعة في عنقي. Dear brothers and sisters, as Friday is a very important day and night, Thursday night and Friday both are related to Imam of the Age. This day is being considered to pledge allegiance before our present Imam. One of the du'as that is highly recommended, even if somebody can recite that on daily basis, or at least some of the times in the week, we should take our time that we can link ourselves with Imam of the Age. And in this dua, which is called Dua Ahad, the phrase that we read is being said, Allahumma inni ujaddidu lahu fi sabihati yawmina hada. Allah, in this morning, I would like to renew my allegiance with my Imam. In today and every day. So that means a mu'min should renew. So it's not just a dua. It is expectation. That is one of the demand that we have been asked, that we should renew that either every day or at least once a week, our allegiance with the Imam of the Age. Ahdan, we have promise. Aqdan, there is a contract between us and him. There is an agreement. We accepted him as an Imam. وَبَيْعَةً, that we gave our allegiance to Imam of the Age. And when we have given this allegiance to Imam of the Age, then we need to renew that as well. Sometimes we need to think about ourselves that if we are the people who are waiting for Imam of the Age, what are the actions that I am making in order to get close to Imam of the Age. Alhamdulillah, today our school, our administration and Iqra department, our youth, our students, they have been able to organize a very important program, that is interfaith program, and to pledge allegiance before Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Fardahu Sharif. I really appreciate organizers, brothers and sisters, who have been working days and nights in order to make this program as a success. I expect from the community to support this program, to be part of that, and if you see that our school is working in the best manners, then we need to appreciate as well. Sometimes criticism, it becomes more than appreciation. And if that becomes norm of the community that they only criticize, they do not appreciate. If you see that there were developments, if you see that school is improving in some of the manners, although we don't say that any school is perfect, but if there is an improvement, then as we send emails of criticism, we need to send emails of appreciation as well, that administration can feel that community is with them. They are not only for criticizing, but they are at the time of appreciation and thanking to the school as well. So I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this program as a successful program, and may Allah give better tawfiqat to the organizers. Dear brothers and sisters, from today, one of the practices that I would like to start, and many of our ulama already do that is omitting the Salat Zuhr. So anybody who is participating in Salat Jum'ah, if you are performing Salat Jum'ah with the wajib niyat, then Salat Zuhr, it's only ihtiyat mustahab. It's not wajib. But if those who are praying with the niyat of either qurbatin Allah or just mustahab, then they need to perform Salat al-Zuhr afterward. So what we would like to have shorten the time, because many people, they come from jobs, would like to have Salat al-Jum'ah after announcement. We will start straight away Salat al-Asr, inshallah. And that way we'll cut down some of your time that you can go back to your jobs easily. But today I would like to request brothers and sisters that participate in the program that has been organized. One of the things that I want to discuss today, as you can see, an issue that is covering international media today, and all the media sources are speaking about that. So it's important that we need to look at that from our angle. That is issue of Ukraine, although it's nothing to do with the Islamic world. But what we can realize that there is a battle between two powers, and a battle between imperialists that they would like to take over. And this country has become as a battlefield. They are having all the trials on this community, which was suffering with the issues that were being internal issues, but external forces entered for their businesses, for their interests, and they have tried to take over this country, sometimes from one side and another time from the other side. So there are two sides at the moment that are trying to take over this country. And we can see that, we should analyze on that. This is not only Ukraine. There are many Ukraine in this world. Sometimes Syria was Ukraine, another time Iraq was Ukraine, another time Afghanistan was Ukraine. So all those countries where they try to take over an imperialist, that was their common practice. Unfortunately, once Soviet Union had taken Afghanistan, and then America had tried to take over Afghanistan for their interests. So they do not look at the interests of the people. They only look at their interests, what their international interests are, and they look at their businesses, how they can improve themselves in the countries. So I feel sorry for the people in Ukraine. I have sympathy for the people, those who are suffering in their interests of international countries, those who call themselves as the international community, but there is complete injustice in this world. One of the column writer, Finian Cunningham, who is writing most of the time in Press TV, he has written a column about UK and Saudi Arabia. They are trying to destabilize the Middle East. Of course, Britain and English imperialism it was working long ago behind the scene to promote Wahhabism. And at the moment, if you go to United Kingdom and you start counting the masajid, and then I'm a masajid, you would find that most of the imams are being introduced from this school, that is Salafi school, and they tried to take over masajid. Masajid that were being built by Sunni brothers and sisters, but unfortunately they have taken over, and now 80% masajid of the United Kingdom that are in the hands of these Salafis. How that has happened, that goes back from the 60s, from the 1960, when Muslims, they started moving towards the United Kingdom. So there was a discussion between agencies and the responsible people of the government that what kind of Muslims they have to be given place into the United Kingdom. So their intelligence agencies suggested that Wahhabi brand school has to be promoted in United Kingdom. And that is how today, not only in United Kingdom, but in all the European countries. And if you go and look at masajid in United States as well, that has become just a norm that most of the masajid are being taken over by this group, that is Salafi group, which is causing the terrorism. And it is with the support of many imperialists, and Saudi government is a primary sponsor of the terrorism today, that is sponsoring this terrorism. And if you have noticed in the past few days, a cleric that was being arrested in Lebanon, Riaz Abu Ghida, who is being decreed today by the court in Lebanon that he has to be executed. So if it's going to be implemented or not, but that is what the law of decree that has been announced. He was Saudi from the back home, from Saudi country, and his involvement in the bombing in Lebanon, that was clear, and government has announced that he was behind the bombing in Lebanon. So we can understand, brothers and sisters, the previous person that was also arrested, that was from Saudi Arabia, and now this gentleman that has been arrested, that is also from Saudi Arabia. Saudi is promoting, and these individuals, they are trained individuals who are promoting terrorism within the world. And we condemn Saudi involvement in order to cause this fitna within the Muslim countries. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us as a community that is vigilant community. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide peace and stability to the Muslim countries. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give unity to all Muslim countries. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Muslims in all over the world successful and victorious. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. اللهم عجل وليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.